Ladies and gentlemen, this is Basil Rathbone inviting you to join me beyond the green door. Today we shall accompany Patrolman Hawkins into Watting's Waxworks, a place which partially exists behind the green door. Sheer luck had put Patrolman Hawkins on the trail of the notorious murderer, Jonathan Gatt. Hawkins almost lost him on the dark, fog-bound London streets, but he turned a corner just in time to see Gatt disappear into Watting's Waxworks. Hawkins gripped his club and followed. Watting's was not as famous as Madame Tussauds, but it was more sinister. It specialized in murderers, cunningly cast in wax and set in characteristic scenes. The workmanship was superb, and Hawkins' lantern picked up the figures of Burke and Hare, the notorious grave robbers. Oh, there was Bluebeard, the wife killer, and there was beautiful Constance Kent, more dangerous than a cobra. Here was Dr. Bond, fair-haired and smiling, and over there was Orvin, the Marseille strangler. And there were many others, the world's most deadly killers, their waxen features molded with a terrible reality. But Jonathan Gatt was not to be seen. Another man might have left that place at once. Even in daylight, those figures could get on one's nerves. But Hawkins had no nerves to speak of, and he went on, past leering Landru and a solemn-faced Ogden. Lantern in one hand, club in the other, he peered around their ghastly room, knowing that Jonathan Gatt had to be here. The hairs on his neck itched, for Hawkins had the sudden feeling that the killer had somehow crept behind him and was approaching him. Now, his razor ready, Hawkins got a grip on himself. He looked into a far corner of the room, and yet it dropped his lantern, for there was Jonathan Gatt. His razor was open. There was a grin on his face. Hawkins raised his club and saw that the killer's smile was the rhesus sardonicus, the death grin of a corpse. Gatt was dead, propped up against the wall as though on exhibition, staring vacantly at some imaginary victim at his feet. But who'd killed him? And who had arranged him in this bizarre pose? Could he have died of fright, unnerved by the evil wax figures around him? Or was he not dead, but merely pretending and waiting for an opportunity to use his deadly razor? Hawkins approached curiously and saw that the man was not pretending. There was no mistaking the glaze in those downward staring eyes. Somehow Gatt had met his death here, among the images of his brothers. He lacked only a victim at his feet to look exactly like the rest of them. Then Hawkins understood and tried to run, but it was too late. Terrible strangling hands had closed around his throat, and Hawkins' last thought was that the hands were very cold and smooth and waxy. You can visit Watting's Waxworks yourself any weekday between 9 and 5. It's located on Charing Cross Road and is famous for its exhibitions of murderers. Bluebeard is there, and Dr. Bond, and Constance Kent, and Burke, and Hare, and many others. Even Jonathan Gatt is there with a razor and his grin. And Patrolman Hawkins, his last victim, lies at his feet. Both look extremely lifelike. The official theory is that they killed each other. But Mr. Watting, the owner of the waxworks, is an astute businessman. He likes to rub his smooth, cold, waxy hands together and hint at some strange mystery.